This week's episode is sponsored by Helio Gas Detection. Hey everyone, this is Letty from the Metal Cell Podcast. I'm joined by the Donnies. How are you guys doing?
Yes. What's happening?
How are you? We're doing so good.
Smoking fags and putting them out.
All good to hear. So welcome to the podcast. Tonight's the first night of your tour. How are you feeling?
Fantastic.
Ecstatic.
Ditto.
Ditto.
You can say that again.
To our listeners who maybe haven't heard of you guys before, could you introduce yourselves and your roles in the band?
My name is Oisín Conroy. I play guitar, bit of harmonica, a bit of singing, and do I do that now? There are keyboards here and there, jumping around, leap around, shouting and screaming.
Yeah, act easy is a good one.
Acting the bollocks.
My name is Ethan. I play the bass and I do backup vocals. And sometimes I play tambourine if I'm feeling fruity.
My name's Adam. I play keyboards and bass on one song.
Yes!
Yo, yes.
Yes.
Did you know? My name's Noel. What you do?
Guitar.
No, my name's now Fionn Camden.
Niall Hayes had earlier today.
I play some wood, and it's got like strings on it. Yeah, I play the lead guitar. I play the lead guitar.
I'm sure what it's called.
Strictly lead guitar.
Strictly lead guitar.
My name is Owen. I play the drums.
Contrast.
Yeah. Straight to the point.
We're doing some waffling there.
Your new album, your debut album.
Yes. Yes.
Get Active came out yesterday. How was the recording process for it?
Recording was really cool. Yeah, we done it back in January to kick off the new year, when it was really, really cold. So we spent a lot of the time inside. Thanks be to God, it wasn't working. We turned my whole gaff upside down, turned it into a studio. We had Owen with the drums set up out in the shed, and the rest of us were spread out between the kitchen, the hallway, and the sitting room. And yeah, we were just banging it out. We spent about 5 days recording, and then 2 days mixing, and then a couple of extra days mixing here and there as well after.
Nice. How did you come up with the title of Get Active?
That was easy. So like, we kind of reached into our souls and we're thinking like, you know, what encapsulates us as a band?
What are we all about?
And realistically, number one priority is you have to get active. And that's all it is. It's just, we didn't write it. It just kind of, it landed. You know what I'm saying?
It just came to you.
Yeah, I think that's written in the Bible somewhere.
Yeah. John 11, I believe.
Leave Austin 3:16, something like that.
And then the Lord said, "Let them be active."
Fair enough. Is there a song that you're looking forward to in particular playing live, or?
Like a lot of the songs off the album, you know, we've been banging them out now for the past
year and a half, 2 years.
Good like time. So, we've written a more recent one called "The Mailing List," which actually hasn't been recorded yet. But that's my favorite to play at the moment.
It's really fun.
As long as it's fun for you to play.
Yeah, man.
You had a whirlwind of a year last year, including playing 2 stages at Electric Picnic. How was that experience?
Yeah, it was really good.
It was a turning point for our career, I think. Salty Dog, absolutely.
It was lovely to play to such a big audience. It's really nice. On a big stage as well. But like pyrotechnics and everything. But not really pyrotechnics, just like smoke.
Smoke and screens and lasers.
The crowd was very into us.
They must have liked us because Inside Scoop, we're after getting booked to play again this year.
So
we'll be back with a vengeance. We'll be back like a bad smell.
Get your tickets and come see us at Election Picnic.
Get your tickets and come.
Yeah, your tickets for the tour anyway.
Get down.
Yeah, most importantly, get your tickets for the tour.
Come to the tour.
For the Get Active tour, where are we playing, boys? We're playing, today is Kilkenny, we got Waterford, Dublin, motherfucking
Cork,
Drogheda, Cork,
Galway,
everywhere.
The whole shebang.
Basically, everywhere important in this country, except for like
Belfast.
Yeah. In this country.
Yeah.
So I would say maybe like what's the one where we asked chef each other up with knives?
Limerick.
Limerick. We get half there.
What's the one where they chef each other?
See how everyone got exactly.
What about Schlegel? Yeah, Schlegel boys.
My favourite song off the album and one of my favourite singles that you guys have released is The Window. Is there a particular story behind this? Or
the fact that we looked at a window and we're like, yeah,
that's kind of how we did name a lot of our songs. I think I just spun around three times in a circle and just pointed at something and then pointed out the window.
The window above the kitchen.
We call
sink.
It The Window. The lyrics are about the window into one's soul. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. What are the lyrics about?
A bell.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just waffling kind of thing, you know?
It's Oisin gets very insecure about his songwriting process, and he doesn't like telling people, you know, what these lyrics mean because they're so close to his heart.
It's catchy waffling anyway.
He's just saying things to say them, but we all know it's really, really deep and personal to him. So it's up to your interpretation what you think the lyrics mean.
Yeah, it's up for your interpretation.
Deep.
Personal experience.
You gotta apply it to your own life.
Where's the fun in telling you what it means? You gotta figure that shit out yourself.
Do you have any album releases you're looking forward to in 2024? You can all give an answer each.
The Love Buzz EP is coming out in 2 weeks. That's going to be pretty cool.
Clancy by 21 Pilots coming out around my birthday time. I've been waiting for that last 21 Pilots album was trash. So we're hoping the singles have been good. I have high hopes. Gonna go see them in May 2025. Letty's coming, everything. We're gonna have a great time.
Adam?
Cassie P is releasing a new album in July, I think, so I'm looking forward
to
hearing
that
one.
God, that's his name, I haven't heard in ages.
They're in a single. Lyle doesn't listen to new music.
Well, what have you been jamming out lately?
Stray Cats. Yeah, but they're hopefully going on tour in Europe during summer. So I'm hopefully going to go see them. It's not been announced yet, but they might. Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. And Owen?
Well, I seen on Thumper's Instagram story the other day that they had said they're working very hard on something. I don't know what. It could be an album. It could be. I don't know what it is, but. If it is an album, I would definitely say Thumper. They're one of my favourite bands from Ireland.
Awesome. And we're on to our last question. Last time I asked you guys this question was 2 years ago. So, do you have any new advice for anyone wanting to start a band in 2024?
Play live!
Play live. Fucking gigs. And practice, and just play regular gigs.
Right, this is gigs. This is the inside scoop, right? What you do, I'm telling you what you do. You network with these other bands, you go on Instagram, you follow them all, you text them, and you go, hey, you... band from a different county, we're going to bring you down to Kilkenny and you're going to play a gig in Kilkenny, and then you're going to bring us to your county and we're going to play there, and that way you meet a lot of other bands, and it's a nice networking tactic, I think.
And pay people as well. They appreciate that. Even if it's like 50 or 100 bob, you know.
It's like Tesco, every little helps.
Exactly.
Guys, thank you so much for taking the time and talking with me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
We'll do it again in another 2 years.
Every 2 years. Yeah. And Get Active is out now.
Out now, baby. Go
stream your services, bro. 12
stream,
tracks for your listening.
Stream.
Get Active.
Wait, when is this coming out?
I don't know.
Okay, well, if the tour is still ongoing by the time this comes out, buy tickets. We're going to Dublin, Galway, Cork, Kilkenny today. Waterford and Drogheda. Shada bing, shada boom. Drogheda.
Metallica were all like-minded people, I think it'd be pretty boring.
Jesus, I would like to think that we get on a bit better than they do. Me and you's gonna turn on the James Hickling, and that's all like in 10 years.
Listen, some kind of monster part two, Irish edition.
I'm gonna go to be playing a snare that sounds like a fucking beer barrel, and I'm gonna be screaming on your face. Some kind of monster all over again.
Yeah, no,
some kind of monster part two. Love it.
Exactly, yeah. No.
It's funny.
That's a really, you know, really, really good advice. You know, guys, thank you so much for taking the time sitting down with me.
Well, thank you very much for doing this with us.
Thank you, Lily.
Yeah, no problem. And Take It or Leave It is out now.
Woo!
Yeehaw!